This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Dozens of people were killed and many more were wounded after five gunmen wearing camouflage opened fire on spectators at a concert venue near Moscow with automatic weapons, according to Russia's FSB security service. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
Dozens of people have been killed and many more wounded by gunmen at a Moscow area concert venue, Russia's security service said. Eyewitness video obtained by Reuters from the Crocus Concert Hall showed several gunmen firing inside the venue, with people lying on the ground. It was not immediately clear who the gunmen were, but the Islamic State posted a message on its Telegram channel claiming responsibility. Heavy gunfire can be heard ringing through the venue in this video recorded by a witness taking cover. Outside the building, flames rose into the sky as emergency vehicles arrived. The shooting took place as Soviet-era rock group Picnic was about to perform.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that an offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk, quote, further isolating Israel and damage its long-term security. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Friday that the U.S. shares Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, but he said the ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Speaking as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had candid conversations, referring to meetings with officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rick Pantaleo, VOA.